Hello, welcome to another podcast from Betfair Trading Community. So, a while ago, I sent an email out asking for some feedback, basically to see kind of what you wanted content on. And one of the biggest things, and this is always a big thing, was staking plans. Staking plans came up a lot. So I thought I'd discuss them a little bit today and give some advice that I think will really, really help you. Now, I've done a fantastic article on Betfair staking. If you Google bankroll, bet staking, Betfair trading, it will come up. I'm pretty sure it's the number one thing. And it's just so helpful. I wrote it years ago, but I've updated it more recently. So don't worry, it's still relevant today. And a lot of what I do, a lot of the content I make and film, is the plan is for it to be evergreen. The plan is for it to always be relevant. So don't feel like, oh, well, you know, this came out a while ago, this won't be relevant. The only thing that will probably happen more with is things like strategies, specific strategies, because strategies can go up and down based on, you know, performance history. But what's interesting with staking plans is that I think there are really clear ways you can protect yourself and basically make sure that your Betfair trading doesn't, you know, harm your finances or harm your trading bankroll, even if you're going through a rough run or even if you're not very good at it. Because what I've noticed is that people who aren't maybe ready or aren't very good at Betfair trading or haven't learned yet or haven't got good strategies, they still go in with relatively high stakes. Which often surprises me because, you know, if you think about it, when you're at that stage, when you're not quite ready yet, that's not really the time you should be using even normal staking. Because, you know, if you know you're probably going to lose or you know you're not confident that you will win, then using stakes that can, you know, seriously hurt your bankroll just doesn't really make sense. Does it? And I'm sure when I explain this to you now, you're thinking, yeah, of course it doesn't. You know, some of you will be thinking that's pretty damn obvious, Martin. It is, but people still do it a lot. A lot of people end up trading with amounts that they're either not comfortable with or that are too high for their bankroll. You know, now you might sit there and think, well, I've got a £100 bankroll, so I'm going to bet a £5 stake each time. And I think that's reasonable because that's 5% of my bankroll. Okay, fine, that's up to you. Here's the problem. If you're not very good at Betfair trading and you lose 10 bets in a row, or even just over time, you end up 10 points down, that's 50% of your bankroll gone. You've lost half of your bankroll. Now, is it a wise idea to be taking a risk like that when you're not ready, when you've not got good strategy, when you're not very clear that what you're doing is winning and working? Is it very clever to go in with those kinds of stakes? You know, my answer would be obviously no. And also it depends on how much that bankroll matters to you. You know, you might be someone, and I've had people come to me like, well, I'm just putting this £100 in and I'm just gonna try and build up quickly, and you know, if it busts, so be it. Okay, I get that attitude, and that's fine. Some people, that's what they like to do. For me, I just don't want to bust a bankroll. You know, even though it's a £100 one, I'm not going to be taking the risk to bust it. I would be, you know, if I had a £100 bankroll, I'd probably be using minimum stakes because I'd be so early on in my journey that that's the staking you should be using. And there's an argument that you shouldn't actually be staking anything at that stage. There's an argument you should just be testing and paper trading. And I'm always encouraged by how many people actually do this. You know, especially members who use the forum, I've noticed, they are willing to test. They are willing to use minimum stakes. They are willing to build up gradually and actually test something properly to know that it works before they start putting any serious money on it. You know, I mean, to some of you, £100 might be a lot of money. You know, £100 might be a lot of money. You might be like, well, I can't even afford to lose £100. Well, if that's the case, you definitely shouldn't be using that kind of staking. You probably shouldn't be staking anything at that moment. You should be learning the game. Because the thing is, once you've learned the game and you start with small bankroll, you can build it up. You can build it up over time. Now, it will take time. If you're using a £100 bankroll and you're building up using minimum stakes or even £2-3 stakes, it will take time to build that up, even if you're a winner. But the point is that you should have that time. You know, that time can be a great part of the learning process. It can give you a chance to really get good at Betfair trading. And also, what's the rush? You know, I feel like a lot of people who overstake, they feel like there's some great rush. You know, they've put, and I've talked about this a little bit, where people will put false targets in their head, where they're like, well, I've got to make £100 by the end of the month or I'm out. You know, a lot of people who sign up, one of the first things they'll say is, Martin, give me a strategy instantly that will make me my subscription fee each month, and then I'm happy. And it's like, what about learning? What about the learning? You know, how are you expecting to instantly make a profit at Betfair trading? That's not easy to do. Now, I can share strategies that have worked for me. I can't guarantee that they're going to make money this month. You know, I have losing months. I think I'm down so far this month. It's like the 13th of March. I know that my layaway strategy has struggled a bit this month. I've done all right on the horses, but I don't think that's been enough to recover that. And so, you know, I'm probably down this month. I need to look into it in a bit more detail. But again, notice that I would need to look into it in a bit more detail, because newer traders, I don't think, would do that. I think newer traders will be so kind of obsessed with their bankroll, obsessed with their financial amount in their bankroll, that they will know to the nth degree exactly how they've performed. And that's not always the best thing. And that might sound like a strange thing to say, but I've always found, like, for mentality and discipline, for actually becoming a better trader, being more relaxed about your bankroll, not worrying about every single trade, like, did it win, did it lose? Because I trust in my process, I trust in my strategies, and I've got no long-term reason not to. So, and I think that's a state you want to try and get to as a Betfair trader. And I think a lot of the problem, again, comes from staking. You know, I'm staking amounts I'm very comfortable with, right? And I'm very careful with my bankroll. You know, it's almost like I treat it like it's my baby. You know, I really protect it. So, you know, when, I mean, think about it, right? Let's say you're using £1,000 bankroll and you're betting minimum stakes. Well, if you lose £10 in a week, 10 points, which is £10 of using minimum stakes, £1 stakes, it's not the end of the world, is it? You've still got 990 quid. You're not sitting there going, oh my God, this is a disaster, right? But in the same setting, if you're using £100, using £5 stakes, you've lost £50, which is more money, but also 50%, which is a huge increase in percentage, and really shows that, you know, sometimes just the way you manage your bankroll can have a massive effect on your psychology, which ultimately, in general, will lead to better trading. The reason that I've had success with strategies is that I've been able to let them ride the bad patches. You know, if a strategy has a bad run, like I think I've got a lay forecast strategy on the horses, and I think that's down since I went live stakes with it recently, I think in the last month. I think that's down about 3 points at this point. I need to log in and check on my Betfair bot manager this morning, but it doesn't concern me at all, you know. And yet I spoke to someone yesterday that said they were having a really bad month, and I said, oh God, you know, what's happening, how are you doing? And said, well, I'm minus 2 points. Because I tell you what, if minus 2 points is a horrendous, like, really bad month for you, you're in a really good place. You must have fantastic strategies. I don't know that any pro trader would bat an eyelid at a 2-point loss. You know, and yet this person was talking about maybe changing their strategies, maybe adapting them. And it's like, hang on. You know, that's not a concern. So I feel like sometimes with the training we do, with the tutorials we do, and talking about staking and Betfair trading, we actually need to talk more about, actually, it's pretty normal to have losing days, even if you're a winning trader, right? Ask me, Ryan and Adam. Now, I think there's a couple of problems that come when you're a new trader, or when you're not at the stage of winning enough to know that, is that number one, it's very difficult to take a losing day when you're new to this. It's a bit like investing in stocks. If you're checking your stock investment every single day, then chances are it's going to start stressing you out because it's going to be up and down. Now, you might be winning in the long run, but that up and down winds people up. And I think it's the same with Betfair trading. And I think it's really hard for new traders to have bad runs or bad days, you know. And when you get to the stage where you've got a portfolio of strategies you trust in, like I have, you run those strategies and just let them run. And even if I've got strategies that might struggle for a month, 2 months, but I believe and kind of know from experience of seeing it happen time and time again that they pick back up. Now, maybe they don't, maybe there's a chance they don't, but most of the time they do. So it's not an overly concerning thing for me when that happens. I think new traders really struggle with the concept, right? But here's what I think the second part of that, right, where I think the bigger problem almost comes, is that I don't think there's enough people out there telling the true information that, yeah, winning traders will have tough months. Winning traders will have months where they don't make money. You know, and it doesn't mean you're a bad trader just because of that. What it means is that that's a little thing we like to call variance, right? Now, variance, if you don't know, is just basically a fancy word for luck, right? And you do have a luck factor in this game. Now, if you're good, the skill outrides the luck in the long run, right? And I stress that phrase, in the long run. Your skill does not outride your luck every day, right? So you will have losing days, even if you're the best trader in the world. Your skill does not outride your luck every week, every month, okay? The long term is talking about a longer view. We're talking about, let's say, 5-6 months. If you have a 6-month block and you haven't made any money, that's a problem, right? That's not variance. You're a bad trader. Right, as far that's because I've never had a 6-month period where I haven't made money. Okay, but if you have a 2-3 month period where you don't make money, to me that's fairly normal. That's something that can happen, you know. So again, I don't think people fully understand that that's a reality of trading. They just think that's all right. You can come in and you'll just make money and it's so easy and X, Y, and Z. And I speak to people who think like this, and I say, what made you think that? I said, well, I used to be part of this other service, or I was on this free Discord page, and they kind of made out like that. And my thing has always been, don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. You know, sadly in this industry, people will try and sell you, you know, on something that isn't true, because all they're really trying to do is drive sales. Right, to their product. Tipsters especially are so guilty of this, where they'll message you, I've got a right winner coming up here. I like the ones that I think are the most just horrible things is when, do you remember, like you might have seen this on Facebook or whatever, someone will put, I've got a winning tip coming up, just say in if you want in. That kind of thing, it's just cringeworthy. It's like, what, you've got to say in if you want in? Like, why? If you've got such a good tip and you put money on it, why not just tell us? Because ultimately to them, it's that stuff doesn't actually matter. Whether it wins or loses is irrelevant. They just want to kind of build this persona of, oh, you want to follow my stuff? Here you go. And here's something that I can sell you that just tells you my tips. You know, it doesn't actually help you create a strategy. It doesn't help you get anything long-term from this. All it will do is, it's a bit like, let's say you want to train for a sport, right? And I say to you, here's an option. You could take some drugs right now and improve your sporting performance today on the spot for a few hours. Or you could train properly with a coach over the long term and you could become a really good athlete potentially by doing that. Which option do you want to take? Because the tipster option, or the people that try and say, hey, I'll make you some money, X, Y, and Z, here you go. They're the people, they're like that drug, right? And they're going, we're going to improve you right now. And you'll get that little burst and you might win. The tip might win. You might make some money. But here's the problem. You haven't improved as a trader. You haven't learned how to do it yourself and you haven't acquired any actual knowledge about the game. So it actually doesn't help you in the long term at all, Not one iota. You know, and yet something like that we do, where we actually give you Betfair trading software, literally give you the tools you need to become a successful Betfair trader on a flipping plate. And that is golden, right? Because if you're going to invest in something, that's what you should be investing in. You should be investing in yourself. You should be investing in your own improvement, self-development, learning to trade, learning how to create strategies. We have a strategy creation tool that helps you do it. And we and our horses, we can actually test those strategies instantly. You could see how they've performed over the last 3 years instantly. And we're working on something that's quite a big thing that we've had to be quiet about, that's actually going to be, you know, big in terms of that stuff. But I can't go into much more detail about that. But it's interesting, right? Because a lot of people fall for the first thing, and they go and they take that drug and they think, oh yeah, I've got that. And where it all comes back to staking is that these tipsters never tell you about staking. They never tell you how to actually do it long term, or what's sensible, or what's clever, or help protect your bankroll. They just say, here's the tip, follow it. And then you go and put some money on, and inevitably, eventually, they hit their losing run or whatever, and you lose your money. And I know this because I used to follow one. I followed a horse racing one. And what they do is they get an early price and say, this is good value. But the problem was the market wasn't really available on Betfair, so you'd have to go to a bookie. And then if the price got slashed, your bookie account would get closed eventually, pretty soon. And then they did it, and, you know, so they might tip and say, oh, we got 20-1. But by the time you look at it, it's 6-1. And all the value's gone. And even if you get the early prices, what happened was they had a bad run. And, you know, they were like, oh, my God, what do we do? We've just had a bad run and we've lost people loads and loads of money. Which is the thing you don't want to do, right? When you're in this industry, there's a lot of people trying to sell you tips, trying to sell you something that will lose you money. So what we did was we went, no, we want to be different. We want to give you the tools. We want to help you create your strategy. We want you to be able to test your strategies. We want you to actually know that what you're trading, why it works, how it works, and if it works before you start investing your money. And that's really important. And so when you invest in something like Betfair Trading Community, your first goal shouldn't be, well, I've just got to make the subscription fee this month before I'm out. Your first goal should be, yeah, I want to start building some of these successful strategies. And I see this 1-2 year investment in Betfair Trading Community. That is an investment in my future. It's not about I need to try and reclaim that money instantly. Because if that's the game you're going to play, then the reality is you're already putting a false target on yourself. You're putting a false pressure on yourself. Why is this relevant to staking, you might ask? Well, here's why it's relevant. You will start staking more highly than you should. Because if you're instantly trying to make a certain amount of money, you're going to have to start raising your stakes. And what happens if you go, well, I need to make back, you know, let's say 100 quid. I want to make 100 quid this month for I'm out. Okay, fine. What happens when you lose 50 quid? Hey, I've got to make the 150. I know what I'll do. I'll put even more money on than I did last time because then I can try and win that stake back. Hang on. I didn't win that. I lost that. Now I'm like 250 quid in the hole. But I still need to make the 100. So I need to now make 350 quid. Okay, that's cool. I'll put a grand on something at 1.35. That lost. Crap. I'm now 1250 down. And I've got to make 1350. This is just not going to happen. Maybe I can take out a loan. You see how easy it is to get into a horrific hole? Imagine you're considering a loan just to win that £100 you had to make. And then the problem is when you lose all that money, you'll lie back in bed and you'll think to yourself, and trust me, I've been there, you'll think to yourself, why was that £100 target the be-all end-all? You know, I don't have a winning strategy yet. I'm still learning to trade on Betfair. I mean, I've literally only just started these last couple of days. Why did I think that was the be-all end-all? And the thing is, that's normal. A lot of people fall for that, and it's unfortunate. And this podcast is here to stop you doing that. But there's no excuse for you. If you're listening to this, there's now no excuse for you falling down that hole, because I have just told you how easy that hole is to fall down and how important staking is. And that's what I've told you today. And really, if you feel at all uncomfortable with the money you stake, you shouldn't be using that higher stake. And you might say to me, well, Martin, I'm only using a tenner. Okay, do you feel uncomfortable when your bet's on for a tenner? Yeah, I do actually, it makes me a bit nervous. Okay, that's too much. You know, because the reality is that you have to be staking to the level you're at. And if you're still at that low level, even a tenner bet or a tenner a trade is a lot of money. Because most of you, you can't just brush aside losing 10, 20 quid every day. You know, I can't just brush that aside. You know, so you guys certainly can't. The reality is that, you know, if you're losing 200 quid a month because you're losing 10 quid a day or 5 quid a day, whatever, then actually that's something you need to stop that rot instantly. And the quickest way to do that is to go back to paper trading. You know, one thing that there's never, you shouldn't be ashamed about lowering stakes. You shouldn't be ashamed about going back to paper trading. If it doesn't work out and you gave it a go, don't be ashamed to try from the early stage again, okay? The one thing you don't want to do is try and go above your level, you know, and start mucking around at those kinds of stakes. It never worked. I used to do this in poker, right? I used to play poker quite seriously. I did all right at the lower levels, but if I had a bad day, I might go on tilt, which just basically means I'd start trying to chase my losses. And, you know, I might be going from a 50 quid buy-in to like a 500 quid table, cash table, you know. And then I'm using stakes I'm not comfortable with, and I'm playing with players that are much better than the ones I was playing with. And I might get lucky. I might win once and go, oh, this is brilliant. I'm going to do this every time. And it tells your brain, hey, you could get lucky here. But then over the long run, you keep that money on that table and see and watch how quickly you end up losing it. And it'll be the same with Betfair trading. If you chase your losses, you know, eventually it'll just go bust. Every time. It doesn't fail that. You know, if you chase losses, it does not fail that eventually you lose your bankroll or you lose, you know, more than you can handle. And that's where staking matters, right? If I want you to take anything from this podcast, it's that. Don't fall down those rabbit holes. Don't use stakes you're not comfortable with. And don't create false targets in your head that put pressure on you, that make you do those things. You know, we don't want to be making those kinds of massive mistakes, but a lot of people are. And I'm here to tell you today, you don't need to. It doesn't need to happen. And I've outlined many ways to avoid it. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast on staking, guys. Hopefully it's helped you. Hope you have a great week. And most importantly, stay properly, guys.